The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
We take a walk, the sun is shining down, burns my feet as I touch the ground.
Touching the ground. Why would I want to touch the ground? You can do that anytime. This is a special time when we get together to sort of bring you some sunshine, ultimate sunshine. The Doug Stephan Good Day program, Memorial Day, is upon us. Monday, the 26th of May. No different for us. We are here to master the art of conversation.
You can't even say it with a straight face.
Oh, of course I can. All right, let's get to some of the things that are going on today. The importance of Memorial Day, originally known as Decoration Day. How many people actually are planning on doing something today that has to do with the original meaning? I'm not talking about a barbecue, a cookout, a pool party, or a boat ride. No, that's not what Memorial Day is all about. Matter of fact, if I were the king of America, I would outlaw all of that stuff. Because that isn't what this day... You want to have a day for that?
But can I tell you
yesterday
why...
Yesterday would have been a good day for that.
Why outlawing would not be a good idea?
Well...
Because the people that we are memorializing today have fought for our freedoms and passed away. They gave the ultimate sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
And they did it to defend our freedom.
So that we could have the freedom
to
barbecue.
So that we could have the freedom to barbecue.
Barbecuing. Okay. So, or they could have, so Kanye West could have the freedom to marry Kim Kardashian.
Of course.
Joke.
In
all
Italy,
right.
By the way.
But that's the last time you're going to hear me talking about it. You want to talk about it, fine.
No.
I'm not doing it. How do you turn Django Unchained into a miniseries?
Very carefully.
I would say, was this for regular television or is this for Netflix or something like that?
I think it's just the germ of an idea, but Quentin Tarantino has like an hour and a half of extra footage that wasn't in the movie, which was already really long. So he wants to put the whole, he thinks it might be a neat idea, so I don't think it's gotten any farther than that.
All right, but it's not something new, it's just using stuff they already have.
Right.
Is that
like
it?
A TV miniseries, behind the scenes kind of deal.
Really?
Yeah.
Who saw that movie and thought it was good?
I didn't see him. It seemed to be a little too violent.
Very violent. Yeah, well, that's everything Quentin Tarantino does. He must have had a really warped childhood.
I know. Ever since Pulp Fiction, I haven't seen a Tarantino film because of that.
Warped.
Me either.
And well, who finds it entertaining, that kind of stuff? Why is it there's a sickness that is demonstrated by someone who likes, that's me making a judgment. Yep, we are very judgmental in our society. I try not to be judgmental, but I will tell you, when it comes to stuff like that, it's just plain
sick. Violence for the sake of being violent, not my favorite. I mean, if it goes with the story, I don't know how you and I and Ken can watch 24.
Right.
And we don't get turned off, because that can be a pretty violent show.
Mm.
But it's important to the story. It's not just for the sake of bloodshed.
Yeah. Nah, it's hard to...
Except that finger thing last week. Yeah. I don't know how important that was.
Well, and maybe because we trust Jack Bauer as the hero in that story. We trust, you know, that he's only doing what he has to do to save the world.
Mm-hmm. The Veterans Day celebration of that, I don't even like that word. Because, well, I guess you can celebrate the lives of the people who gave their life, the sacrifice. Every time you turn on the television set over the weekend, there's some old war movie. And I have found my... I used to love to watch John Wayne's movies, no matter what they were. I find myself not wanting to watch them anymore because some of them, most of them are really... the violence is aimed at stuff that today in my life doesn't make any sense. And the essence of some of the things... I was somewhere yesterday. I'm trying to think where I was. I was up picking up a tractor at a garage, and he had on a war movie, and it was an old war movie, and it was just one blow up after another after another after another. There's some great swell. And then people say, well, Private Ryan was the ultimate and best description of, or best reality when it comes to portraying what really was going on. And that may be. How was your life made better by watching that sort of thing? Would be the question, I think, that comes up. In this circumstance, today, however, there are a lot of things that need to be brought up. We have, in terms of the last week, the last couple of months, been talking about the Veterans Administration, which is very much a focus, and appropriately so, the scandal that involves the care and treatment of the people who put that uniform on, the people that we are honoring today who have died. Some of them have died at the hands of the VA, and that's something that makes a lot of people pretty angry, and appropriately so. So we'll have that conversation with one of the fellows that runs part of the programming at our affiliate in Billings, Montana, Scott Fredericks. He'll join us in just a matter of moments, 12 and a half, almost 13 past, on Memorial Day morning. I'm Doug Steffen, Jennifer Warren, Ken Kessler here with me.
Kid, if something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Granger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Granger.com, new rotary encoder, ordered on Granger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Granger branch. What more could you want in life? Granger has over 1 million products for all our facilities' needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, clickgranger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams!
Like, that was good.
Yes.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer comes out of
the Doug Steffen Good Day program with a lot of Memorial Day activity, conversation. The Veterans Administration scandal is something that has people, even if you haven't been in the service, I've been in the service. My father was in the Coast Guard for the entire duration of World War II. I've told the story many times about my uncle who was commander of the USS Wahoo. I have not got a family other than that, a family tree of distinguished service members, because I don't have a very big family. And it does sort of bother me that as we get older, people who are younger are more separated from families and connections. There are many more families who have nobody in them that has been involved in the service in one way or another. So that's why I say days like Memorial Day don't really mean a lot to a lot of people, especially the younger that you are, other than a big barbecue. That's what it means. Meanwhile, there are a lot of people, no matter what their age, that are outraged by the scandal. The Veterans Administration is a mess. It's been a mess long before Mr. Obama took the presidency, but it hasn't gotten any better. And so, and I've heard a number of different stories about people, and this, I may have a different opinion of Mr. Shinseki now than I did before based on some of the conversations we've had on the air. And speaking of that on the air, Scott Fredericks follows this program on 730 KYAA in Billings, Montana, had a conversation with Congressman Steve Daines that he wants to share with us. Steve, Scott, how are you doing? Where's Scott? I don't have Scott. I guess I'm going to have to do the work. Scott, you there?
Yes, sir.
Hi, how are you doing?
Great. We are on shipment number 2 of BuzzBox, by the way, here.
Yum. I'm drinking mine now. It's good.
Good.
It's tasty stuff.
Isn't it good stuff? Yeah, it is good stuff. Yeah.
Great.
So, what's the story? You had this conversation. Matter of fact, you know what I want to do, if you want to set it up a little bit? You had a conversation. We've taken a clip of the audio with you and Congressman Daines. What's the bottom line here?
Well, Congressman Daines, just like many senators and congresspeople out there, are just appalled by what's going on. And Montana has the second largest per capita of veterans across the whole United States.
Really?
So I had a chance to talk with the congressman, and he's one of these congressmen that is pushing for that accountability bill. I don't know if you've heard about that.
Yes, I have, yeah.
So he's one of the big pushers of it, and we talked a little bit about it. So if you want to roll that clip, you sure can.
Roll it, Fred.
We're going to talk about a subject that really angers me, and I know it angers you also, is this whole, can we call it a VA scandal?
That's probably even using a kind word for it, Scott.
Okay. This talk about this issue, because, you know, my whole thing is, when you go to war, when you sign up to be in the military, you don't say, well, you know, I'll sign up, but I can't do it for 6 months because I have to go to this one kid's graduation, but I got to do this. So 6 months I should be okay. Now these people are going to the VA, especially like down in Arizona, Wyoming, wherever it might be, and you know they're being put on a waiting list. And what, some 40 veterans passed away in Arizona alone?
Well, Scott, like many Montanans, I am outraged by these reports we're receiving that a number of VA clinics failed to give our veterans the care and the honor they receive. These clinics deliberately covered up delays that may have ultimately led to the preventable, and the key word here is preventable, deaths of at least 40 veterans. And the challenge here, the concern, the outrage, is these VA executives at these troubled facilities are more likely to receive a bonus than face any sort of accountability for these actions.
See, that's what really is disturbing, that there is this kind of thinking there. That's where you bring yourself up short with people like Shinseki or anybody who would okay something like this, and why the president would just say no to him. No bonuses. Why would you have a bonus for what?
Not doing your job. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
No, it doesn't make any sense, and you're being facetious, I know that, but the bottom line here is that we have an opportunity to fix something and to make a point, and the point we're making is exactly the opposite of the point we ought to be making, right?
Well, yeah, and I look at the deal. They just granted $4 billion yesterday to take some of this backlog off the table by letting these veterans go to regular hospitals. Why don't we just set up a plan that if a veteran wants to go to their hospital in their hometown, instead of driving 200-400 miles, whatever it is, they can do that.
Is this a way for the expansion of the Affordable Health Care Act? Is this a cynical way of, in the back door, making the Affordable Health Care Act and the system that has been put into place bigger? Something I want to talk with you about. Don't go away, Scott. Let's hold on for a second and continue this conversation. Scott Fredericks from KYAA in Billings, who has, as many other people do, some strong feelings about this. What are your feelings? 888-302-3684 on Good Day for Memorial Day.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactive says is better than proactive. Announcing all new Proactive Plus, the revolutionary new way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactive Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-721-4255 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactive Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. And more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactive Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-721-4255. Be one of the first to try Proactive Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. You won't see this limited-time offer on TV. It's a radio exclusive. 1-800-721-4255. 1-800-721-4255.
Doug Stephens, Good Day program with our focus on the VA scandal from the point of view of a congressman in Montana. Congressman Steve Daines had been on with Scott Fredericks, who is the host of the program that follows this program on KYAA in Billings. So you have, I'm going to guess, because of the importance of your station, Congressman Daines on with regularity. Should I assume that, Scott?
Yeah, and tomorrow we're going to have a special program, 2 hours, where we're going to have our senior senator in, who is one of the main people on the Military and Veterans Affairs Committee. He's going to be live in studio, and we're going to have veterans talking also about their different experiences. We're going to have Congressman Daines on, so it's going to be a wild program tomorrow.
One of the things that happened over the weekend, I'm not sure whether KYAA carries the weekend, the Good Day Weekend program.
Sponsored by Doug Stephan.
Anyway, the discussion of veterans' benefits, veterans' treatment in hospital, was one of the mainstays of our Saturday get together. And the conversation basically was driven by people calling, and you can do the same if you want, 888-302-3684, email to Doug or Jennifer or Ken at DougStephan.com or Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. I'm sure there's a lot of activity about Veterans Day there. With the coverage being so prominent of what's going on, people are thinking about what their experiences are, and some people have good experiences, which is another problem. Why should it be different in one place than it is in another? And that seems to bother people. But more than anything else, those who were in the World War II theaters of war or Korea seem to be okay. It's the Vietnam era and beyond that, or closer to us in terms of time, like Afghanistan. So the president goes to Afghanistan to glad hand soldiers over there, while back here, soldiers that have been in uniform in Afghanistan are being denied treatment. In fact, some of them, and I wonder if you talk to Daines about this. If you don't, you ought to bring it up tomorrow, Scott. How many have been discharged because they were whistleblowers, or they have done things? If the Army's been trying to find ways to get these people with medical problems discharged dishonorably, so not only do they not have any benefits, they're done, they're retired, all of the, anything. And some of this stuff has been really trumped up. Have you investigated or talked to anybody about that?
Yeah, a few people, in fact, had a conversation on Saturday with two World War II vets. I asked them what their experience with the VA was, and, you know, they just gave glowing remarks. So I think you're totally right on when you were talking about World War II veterans, the Korean veterans and everything like that being treated very, very well. But when we get down to the Iraqians and Afghanistan conflicts, I think that's totally a different animal.
Now, you're going to cover the dedication of Yellowstone County Veterans Cemetery, dedicated as a national cemetery. Is that part of what the overview was? This, you've been, people in your area have been talking about this for quite a while, trying to get this thing dedicated. And when is that? That's today, this week? When is that?
That's going on at 12 noon today, and our congressmen, senators have been fighting this since 07.
Fighting? And, what were they trying to do?
Trying to have it as a national cemetery because
okay.
Montana has so many, you know, veterans and everything, right. And the closest one is over in South Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
So they fought and fought, and there was, you know, really no way this was going to happen, but just a miracle happened, and it happened, and it's going to be dedicated today at 12 noon.
All right. Well, appreciate all of the support, the input, and the story around what's going on in your neck of the woods, because I'm sure it mirrors what's going on elsewhere. Many of the other hundreds of radio stations carry this program. We've got people listening right now saying, yeah, that's happening with me. And also, thanks for the plug for BuzzBox Coffee. I think you were one of the first ones that signed up, and there's a great story there. We ought to send that along, and I'll have Kenny post it on the Facebook page. Post it on yours, and we'll post it on ours. How's that for a deal?
You betcha. And when that box of BuzzBox coffee comes, all the announcers just gather around it, and they kind of almost, they rip open the box.
Good for
they
them.
Rip it open.
They hold it up like the Lion King, right?
I know. Yeah. So,
Scott Fredericks on the VA scandal. Thanks, Scott.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Mary Madeline and Gara LaMarche. Coming right up, do parents treat their first child different from the second?
Welcome back to the Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for the couch snuggling, ball chasing, face licking, and of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action.
Look how he makes eye contact with this person. That's actually known as the treat stare. How intuitive, and now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance will come in with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today.
Adopt. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question from Madeline and LaMarche. A new study purports to show that parents overall treat their first child different from their second. This true? And does it lead to different outcomes?
Yes, I was, but I was a troublemaker, so I...
tell us what we don't
know. There was a reason for that. I think you're more nervous, as I would say this, as a mother and as a daughter who was a troublemaker. There's a lot of anxiety with the first kid, so it can manifest either as more strict or more permissive. But in the end, all of us who have children understand and can see, A, we're critical, but not the singular influence on their lives. They have their siblings and their teachers and their friends. And B, they're kind of hardwired. I've got one that's a raving liberal, one that's a conservative. They're highly opinionated. I don't know where that came from.
No, I think Mary's right that kids are hardwired. If you have more than one child, you kind of are free of the hubris that you would otherwise might have that says, I've raised the kid this way and this is the way they come out. You know, when you have a couple of kids, you realize that you have a much more negligible effect on them than you might have thought. So I think Mary's right that first parents are more nervous and protective. I'm not sure strict. I wouldn't say that about my family, and I wouldn't say that about my two daughters.
I'm your host.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex. Plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
I'm a very bad man. And today I watched you leave for work. Then I kicked your door and took your stuff. Without a door devil reinforcing your door frame, it was like you invited me. Don't worry, I'll check back in a couple weeks. Once you've got new stuff.
Door devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths. Or visit DoorDevil.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We're together.
Awesomeness.
Monday, May 26th, 2014. The poll at DougStefan.com reflecting or asking for a reflection, probably more than anything else, and I'm not talking about a reflection in a pool. How are you reflecting on Memorial Day is the poll question. A, I'm going to a parade. B, I'm going to a special ceremony. C, I'm going to be at home with my family and friends. D, I'll be at the mall. E, another work day for me. It's not just another work day, but it is a day. If you are working, you still can keep these things in mind. Matter of fact, things that are open and closed, most of the liquor stores are closed in most states, are they not? On a day like today, especially with all of the...
I don't know that. Not here, I don't think.
Really? In Los Angeles, in California, they're open, huh?
I would think so, yeah.
All right, so let's see what an interesting list we have here. Government offices, businesses that are closed. Let's see, municipal offices, of course, state offices, federal offices, all closed. Schools closed, libraries closed, banks closed. Mail, no delivery. Supermarkets open, convenience stores open. Retail stores are open. It is sort of, I think some will be closed. The smaller stores will be closed. Big mall stores will be open. Restaurants are open for the most part. Trash doesn't get collected on a day like today.
It does actually here.
Does it?
It's trash day for me.
Really? Isn't that interesting? I would have thought they must be paying double time. I'll bet you all those sanitation workers.
Labor Day is off, Independence Day is off, but Memorial Day, it's on.
It's a regular day then.
Mm-hmm.
See, it feels like a real holiday to me. Sometimes when you have these phony holidays that are just nonsensical, like Columbus Day doesn't feel like a real holiday, and it isn't because Columbus was a jerk, and there ought not to be a holiday for him. But and there are some other holidays that ought to be put together, a little bit more balanced, shall we say, to some of the holidays. But that's another discussion. This is a very appropriate day. There are a number of quotes that we have posted at DougStephan.com. You might want to read them and remind yourself of the importance of this day for all of us. Kenny, what do you have posted at Facebook.com/Good Day Show and Twitter at Good Day regarding people and their strong feelings? Or maybe there are people who say, why are we doing this?
So far, just one comment about Memorial Day. Jeanette says that she's working, making holiday pay today.
Holiday pay, is that double time, time and a half? How does that usually work if you're in a circumstance? If you're in retail,
it's time and a half, I think.
Yeah, retail doesn't make any difference. Yeah. You don't get any extra pay for working a holiday in retail. But if you're in some sort of a service organization that is tightly unionized, probably get some special pay there. All right, so then what else do you have that we ought to go over in terms of comments from people about issues of the day, Kenny?
A couple comments about the VA scandal. Albert says, most politicians are so greedy and dumb that they have forgotten their jobs are to serve the people and not themselves.
Mm-hmm. Greedy and dumb. I think that the IQ of many of those who serve now is not the caliber it ought to be. If you listen to some of these people, and I'm not impressed with Boehner and his grasp of Boehner's language.
Do you think it's IQ, though, or do you think it's just that new mindset of politics about power seeking?
A little of both.
Yeah.
That's a good point, Jennifer. Kenny, what else do you have?
Because you can't be dumb to do some of the crazy, weird deals they do.
Well, yeah, some of the stuff they do is pretty dumb, though. Like spending, by the way, this when the conversation went to how, in Scott Frederick's experience, the Congress is dealing with the problems of VA. They're going to spend billions of dollars to put these people into the regular system. Then why do we have a VA at all? Why don't we just disband it and put everybody into there?
Right.
Well, why even have it? I'm now thinking, and normally my mind would have gone to this sooner, frankly, instead of a separate government agency to mismanage things. This was set up to help because these people needed help. Now it's worse than the conventional system, if you can believe that, and has no real respect in the main. There are some who really respect it. They have had good treatment, doctors. But think about it. Why would you work for the government if you could work in private practice and make more money? There are very few people who are in the veteran system that are probably top-notch. People work at Mass. Let me see. I'm going to work at Mass General. I'm going to work for the Veterans Administration. Mm-hmm. What do you think that decision-making process is like? Yeah. All right, Kenny, what else have you got?
Fran says, our veterans are dying because of secret waiting lists, so why are the Washington Redskins at the top of the priority list for Congress?
Yeah, let's change the name. Mm-hmm. More meddling. I remember when John McCain got involved, was it a year or two ago, when there was a problem with baseball? When they were on strike, there was something, McCain introduced a bill, or there were hearings.
Oh, yeah, I think that was when baseball was on strike,
yeah.
Wasn't it?
Well, it may have been. It may have been about Roger Clemens or some of the other ways that Rich has a favorite focus, because most of the time these people like Clemens that are accused of doing things that are wrong, they're never caught. Except they get caught lying to Congress.
Right, so they bust them for that.
And they bust them for that, right, exactly.
Thumb to the nose, yeah.
All right, so the essence of our day today, Memorial Day, the importance of Memorial Day, we'll discuss that with Dr. Mary Gilliam, who is an author of a number of books. She was in the Air Force as a colonel, member of the Senior Executive Service Corps, and worked at the Defense Department. So I want to have her tell us, from her perspective, why it is important for all of us to be focused on the real reason for Memorial Day. Indy 500 race. How about we bring in Biff? Biff Mantell is here with a quick check of sports of the weekend. I don't know, do people call the Indianapolis 500 is sort of sports?
Oh, yeah, no, definitely sports.
All right.
And kind of a special day on Sunday when the Indianapolis 500 was won by an American for the first time since 2006.
Really?
Ryan Hunter Ray beat out Helio Castroneves, a previous Indy 500 winner.
Wait a minute, hold on a second. Why do we even allow, one of the rules I didn't realize, because I don't pay much attention to NASCAR or to, it's not because I'm a snob, I just am not interested in these races. I'm surprised. I know the Boston Marathon, a lot of these marathons are won by foreigners. I had no idea that foreigners even competed in the Indy 500.
Well, the Indy 500 is Indy-style racing, which
is
open
car racing. Like an American, you'd think it seems like a truly American sport, apparently.
How do you know about those foreign drivers?
NASCAR is more American than the Indy series racing. Right. Indy has more foreigners. But no, typically it is not an American who wins, so that was kind of a special day for Ryan Hunter-Reay. Fun fact, Hunter-Reay, he chose 2% milk. Tradition has it that the winner always chugs a gallon of milk or a pint of milk, some large quantity of milk.
Raw milk, I hope.
I could not tell you if it's raw or pasteurized. But in other news affecting the Americans, in soccer news, the U.S. announced their 23-man team that they're going to take to the World Cup in June. Big surprise, Landon Donovan was left off the team. He's the U.S. Figurehead for the team for the past decade. Jurgen Klinsmann, the coach, left him off the team. A lot of commotion over that, a lot of kerfuffle. I personally disagree with the decision. I know a lot of the writers that I read on various ESPN, Sports Illustrated, those guys, they're pretty critical of it. He took some players that, like Brad Davis, Chris Wondolowski, good players, not the same class as Landon Donovan.
Really?
Speaking of Landon Donovan, he also set a record for Major League Soccer on Sunday night. He scored 2 goals, his 135th and his 136th career goals, in order to take the career record for most goals scored in Major League Soccer, which is the American League of Soccer.
Yay!
So, yeah, good stuff from Landon Donovan. Unfortunately, it was against my Philadelphia Union, but you know, I'm still happy to see him succeed, especially after a rough weekend where he got cut.
When's the last time you heard a big-time sports announcer?
I know. Give their allegiance to somebody.
I am proudly Philadelphian till the day I die.
Really?
Yes, sir. Right. Yes, sir.
Your efforts here may die. You slow death. You don't.
we can talk about your Red Sox who lost 10 games.
They're awful.
Yeah,
they've lost 10 straight games.
Yeah,
not pretty. Josh Beckett in baseball, though, big story from yesterday. Josh Beckett of the Dodgers pitched a no-hitter against the Philadelphia Phillies.
Go, Josh Beckett.
Not a great day in Philadelphia sports, but great day for Josh Beckett. Really special. That's the 21st no-hitter in Dodgers history, most out of all the major league teams.
All right, I didn't tell you to take the program over. I just wanted to give you a chance to update us on a few important stories. Anything else that's really important? We're going to go
down. French Open starts Saturday. That's not important. That series is going on. We'll get to it later.
Hockey.
I know. The Kings are leading their series. Yay.
Ooh. A waste of time. All right. Dr. Mary Gilliam joins us to discuss the importance of this day in a matter of moments here on Good Day.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer, good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
The buyers at Lumber Liquidators just secured unheard-of deals direct from the mills on top-quality laminate and vinyl flooring for their laminate and vinyl flooring liquidation sale going on until this Tuesday. I'm talking over 80 different laminate floors on sale, 12 under 80 cents a square foot, including donor oak for just 49 cents. Get great deals on bamboo and hardwood flooring, too, like pre-finished solid red oak for just $2.59 and 10% off Morningstar bamboo. Go to LumberLiquidators.com right now and find the store nearest you.
15 before the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer and Ken and I have now with us Dr. Mary Gilliam, who is involved in a very interesting post-service life. She's a number one Amazon best-selling author, 9 books. As I mentioned, she's a retired Air Force colonel, former member of the Senior Executive Service Corps, and she worked with the Department of Defense. A speaker, coach, consultant, someone who has worked in the military and achieved what you have achieved, makes for a pretty interesting conversation. So I think I'm just going to stop talking, Dr. Gilliam, and you talk. I want to listen to you talk.
Well, Doug, I am so glad to be on your show today. And
And I just really want to just recognize the fact that Memorial Day, for me, is where we do honor those who paid the ultimate sacrifice. And so I am elated to have this opportunity to just to share my thoughts about that and to get ready to attend some parades and ceremonies that are taking place here in the Washington, D.C. area. So I'm looking forward to that as well today.
I want to know what it's like to reach the rank of colonel, and because there's so few women who do it and move above, what's the challenge, if you may? And I want to take it from the point of view of those that we remember, because most of the emphasis is on the men, because the men have served more than women have. But what about women who have done extraordinary things, lost their lives in the line of duty? Who are some of these women?
Well, I know that there were some pilots that have passed on, you know, in various conflicts, and those were women pilots, and others as well who have done some great things. We have actually had some ladies that achieved the rank of general. Some of them that are still with us today, mm-hmm. but there are those who have passed on. And I'm just one of many who just really honor those who laid the groundwork for us to come along after them and to achieve a rank that for many it is a extraordinary feat, because only a few people even reach the rank of colonel, and even fewer women even mm-hmm. make the rank of general.
What was it like for you to serve, put on a uniform? What motivated you to start? And as you were moving up the ranks, jobs you had, the sort of thing you focused on as a leader in conflict, I wonder whether you saw any extraordinary things that you want to share with us for a moment.
Oh, sure. Well, I did have a lot of military, family members that had joined the military, so I had some role models there. I actually had an aunt that was in what was called the Women's Auxiliary Corps way back in the
WACS.
Late. Yes, yep. Absolutely. And so my aunt was a great inspiration for me. A lot of people actually thought she was my mom, because she would always attend my promotion ceremonies and mm-hmm. things like that, her and my uncle. And my uncle was in Special Forces, and so because they had that kinship with the military, they would always come out and support me. But throughout my career, you know, I was in command positions and director positions and stuff like that. But I always, you know, tried to do the very best that I could, because what I would always tell those that work for me and those that I work with is that I would not ask of you to do anything that I'm not willing to do myself.
See, I think that's the important part of no matter what you are, whether it's a service or in business, if you're a leader, that's your motto. That's your credo. That is what gives you, I guess, street creds. Do whatever it takes to get the job done and put your shoulder to the wheel. I think that's one of the, no matter what you're in, that's a great motivational focus, it seems to me. Speaking of that, you've written Triumph Against the Odds. If I can make it, then so can you. Share one of the stories that's important that, again, maybe plays into the importance of having been in the service for you.
Okay, just one area of correction. The book is actually entitled The Core Leadership Development Model, and in that particular book, I do document a lot of the things that I did in the military. And what's important there, one particular chapter is called Uncommon Leaders, and that is important because when I think about Rear Admiral Black from the Navy, who rose up the ranks to become a Navy Admiral, and I read his bio, and it was almost like nobody would have ever thought that he had that potential inside of him to become a Rear Admiral and the Chaplain of the Senate. And so when I read his story, I was like, this is why I wrote the Core Leadership Development Model, because there are people out there with uncommon leadership potential that just needs to be pulled out of them. And I saw that a lot when I was in the military. There were young men and women that worked for me, and I was like, all we need to do is continue to develop these troops and so forth, and we will be amazed at what they can do. And I saw it all the time, and that was part of my motivation for writing the core leadership development model. And then when I look back on my life, myself, and where I came from, and nobody would have never thought, you know, here it is, this young girl having been raised by her blind grandmother and who married at 14 and had 17 kids and was widowed at 48.
Wow. What a story. Well, listen, let me send people to Amazon. That's where you can find books. Just look for Dr. Maryam Gillam, G-I-L-L-A-M. Thank you, ma'am.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal five specific wealth strategies like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with two strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030.
1-800-324-3030. Good thoughts, good waves of energy in your direction. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. It's Tech Talk time. Memorial Day, no slackers here. We're into the normal. A lot of people are carrying this program in hours that are different than what they might normally, and a lot of people may be listening that are not normal listeners to the Good Day program, which is heard Monday through Friday from 4 in the morning until 10 East Coast time, 1 until 7 West Coast time, and all around the world on the internet at DougSteffens.com, RadioAmerica.org, at CRNDigital.com. It's here.
CRNTalkFish.com.
You correcting me?
Yeah.
How dare you?
I just want you to make sure that you're giving me
right
information.
Yeah. Oh, yes, we want to make sure that always is the case. I think we've got the podcast back to where they're supposed to be on the various sites and sources. So anyway, speaking of podcasts, that's considered modern technology. Shelley Palmer is our daily reporter. He investigates all kinds of things. It's pretty interesting. He's got a very compelling website you might want to check out as well, shelleypalmer.com. He's going to talk with you today about Microsoft's newest Surface tablet and which competitor they are gunning for this time around. Stand by for that coming up here on Good Day.
No matter if you're headed for the mountains or the beach this Memorial Day weekend, one thing is for certain. Everyone will need to fill up. I'm Risa Jill Miller. AAA says more than 94 million Americans will take to the roads this weekend to kick off the start of summer driving season. And with gas prices averaging $3.69 a gallon, fuel-ups will be one of the most dreaded stops along the way. Thankfully, one of the nation's most beloved chocolate brands is here to help. As part of its Refuel and Win promotion, Snickers brand will give consumers the opportunity to win one of more than $2,050 gas cards. And even gas for an entire year to one lucky consumer.
Plus, the brand knows all too well that you're not you when you're hungry. So they're giving away more than 100,000 free Snickers bars to ensure all hungry travelers stay satisfied. Make sure you look for specially marked Snickers packages at a retailer near you. No purchase necessary. I'm Risa Jill Miller.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Microsoft has tried to sell its Surface tablet as a more complete PC than Apple's iPad. But Microsoft has moved on from that battle with the unveiling of its new Surface Pro 3 tablet. And instead, it's taking aim at Apple's MacBook Air. Microsoft's newest Surface, which says it can replace your laptop once and for all, is now bigger than ever. The Surface Pro 3 has a 12-inch screen, which is about an inch and a half bigger than earlier models. But the device is also lighter than it's ever been, weighing in at less than 2 pounds. Microsoft also unveiled new Surface accessories, including a type cover that comes with a much larger trackpad and also provides increased sturdiness by magically sealing itself to the screen. The Surface Pro's stylus also got an upgrade and can now launch OneNote with the click of a button at any time. You can pre-order the Surface Pro right now. It starts at $799. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
There is something about the road that beckons, that invites us to pack up the family and leave the world behind. And there is something about an industry-leading unlimited mileage warranty on a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz that gives us the freedom to do exactly that. You take to the highway, rack up the miles for up to 3 years, and drive with the assurance that your Mercedes-Benz is covered. You have the security of being in a car that has been certified to Mercedes-Benz standards, while you enjoy a carefree ownership experience for miles and miles. But, while the mileage is unlimited, your time to take advantage of our certified pre-owned sales event is not. Now through June 2nd, you can also receive complimentary prepaid maintenance and a 2-month payment credit on select models, plus 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio. So hurry into your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer today and see why we say the odometer is there to record the memories.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
We have a story that is prominent in today's show, the Today Show section of DougStephan.com, about the celebrity hacker Sabu, who apparently can he help the FBI imprison his friend, stop more than 300 cyber attacks since he betrayed several of the hacker groups. That's the new information from the government. Why did he use the Sabu? Was there something? His name is Hector Monsegur, I believe.
He was part of the activist group known as Anonymous,
mm-hmm.
and he got caught.
So he sang for his supper?
Hmm.
Exactly.
Oh, that's sweet.
To keep himself
from going away for a very long time, he decided to help out, and he stopped hundreds of attacks.
Really? And what was his background? How did he? What was it that motivated him to do this?
He was a rat.
What else do you need to know, right? He's a rat.
Exactly.
A dirty rat. Yeah, all right. So anyway, the story is there. A lot of interesting things in the article. I always find the behind-the-scenes stuff pretty amazing or interesting. This sort of thing especially. 59 after the hour on Good Day.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.